Hi, everyone, and welcome to Between the Lines. I'm Esther Hatch, and I'm here with Sarah and Eden, Sean and Bessie, and Tracy Hunter Abramson. And today we are kind of matching. We've got our shirts, our Between the Lines shirts. It's kind of fun. They're super cute. I got one for Christmas from Sarah, but also you can get one if you would like in Sarah's Zazzle shop, and we will put a link in the description for where you can get that if, you know, if you're a super fan and need a Between the Lines shirt. So
they are really cute.
They are really cute. They're really cute. I was so excited to get mine in the mail. So thank you, Sarah. And okay, so today our topic, we're going to be talking about author life and kind of pros and cons and why we love this job and why this job is also sometimes kind of hard. I think some of our listeners are aspiring authors and others are readers, and it's just kind of our little glimpse into what the practicalities of being an author feels like in your life. So, because I like to end on positive notes, we are going to start with some of the cons of like what makes this job a little bit uniquely hard compared to most jobs. I'm sure everybody, I mean, people wouldn't pay people if there weren't hard things about jobs. We'd all do everything right for free, maybe. So I think every job has some cons to it. But as far as author con, isn't that like a, sounds like an event that we should all go to?
But authors just show up and cry. It's great. Yeah.
That doesn't sound like an event we should go through, if that's what it is. Never mind.
Very cathartic.
But I did just want to start out with what were some things that when you became an author, you realized, oh, wait, this is kind of hard, either like physically, emotionally, mentally, like what surprised you about when you finally, you're like, this is it. This is what I'm going to do. This is my job. What has been kind of hard about that?
I think a couple of things probably hit me at the beginning when I first started this career. One of them was the solitude, because it is a very solitary, you know, thing. And until you find your people, that's tough. excuse me. But also, like, the biggest challenge I probably had was the comparison game. You see other people who you're comparing your beginning to somebody else's middle or even closer to their end. So that's something that I think all of us are pretty good about avoiding, but it's something you have to make some deliberate efforts to make sure that you're happy, genuinely happy for what people are having in their successes, and know that your successes have nothing to do with theirs. Right. So, and then also just, it never feels like the job's done. Like there's always something else to do. So those are my challenges.
Yeah, I would agree. As far as mental challenges, I'm right there with Tracy. I think the list of things to do is so much longer than just writing a story. You think that being an author is just putting words on a page and creating a novel, novella, short story, whatever it is. But there are so many other parts. And because there are so many other parts, I feel like I live in a constant state of being behind, because there's always something that I still need to do or I'm behind on. Physically, I think the thing that I had not anticipated was how much time I spend sitting at a computer. And that's hard. Every once in a while, I have to get up just to move.
Yeah. Yeah, we do. We spend so much time not going or doing anything. And on the surface, that would seem awesome, right? Like if someone had told me that when my kids were really little and I was chasing them around all the time, that, hey, this job will mean you sit in a chair for long stretches, I'd be like, sign me up. And now not so great. I get asked a lot, you know, what course I took in college has been the most useful in my career as a writer. And I know people think it's going to be something to do with writing or research or, you know, literature. And I say, hands down, it was accounting. Like, absolutely. The thing I think that has shocked me the most about this is how much of being a professional writer is being a small business owner. You don't realize how little of your time in the end is spent on the actual writing and editing, part of being a writer. You're balancing your balance sheets, you're reading through contracts, you're just scheduling meetings, you're just trying to keep up with what it is to be running the business side of writing. I did not anticipate that as a pre-published writer. But it still shocks me almost daily how much of my time is spent on the business parts of being a writer and not on the writing part of being a writer.
So I think 2 days ago, I said to my husband, if I quit writing, it will be because I don't like doing taxes.
Yes.
Yeah, and exactly. Like keeping track of everything. And I was like, I like the writing part. I think at one point I said, maybe I should just donate all my books. But then I realized I'd still probably have to like keep track of that.
Yes, you would.
So I'm like, oh, there's just no way around that. So I really agree. I feel like I'm just nodding in agreement to everything you've said. The being behind, like Sean said, I remember someone asked me, this was just like 6 months ago. Someone said like, how's writing going? How is it? And I launched into like, and I felt it. I'm behind, you know, like in my mind, I was mathematically knew how far behind I was. I have to have this turned in by this time and it's going to be rough. I'm behind. And she just laughed in response. And she was like, I've never asked a writer that and not have them say that that's their answer. And so after that, I've tried to like be okay, that can't be my go-to answer when somebody asks how my writing goes. If it's universal, that's not news. So I've tried to like adjust to the fact that like I am just always going to feel like I'm behind. Like, yeah, that's sadly part
of it's not a bug, it's a feature, is what you're saying.
I think so. Yeah. So some of these things, some things about having a job are universal and others are very specific to just being an author. It's kind of a unique career, I feel like. Are there some of those things that you feel like really just authors struggle with this, or maybe people in similar types of careers?
Sarah did mention the small business owner thing, and that is exactly what we are. So I think that we're in the same boat as people in that, you know, in that scenario. But I think the thing that strikes me the most is when I used to work for the government, when I left, you know, I was working for the CIA, so it, you know, you can't take your work home, it's classified and all that stuff. But when I pulled out, you know, through those gates at the CIA headquarters, work was done.
Yeah.
Like I didn't have to worry about, something on the news might freak me out or something, cause I knew what it meant that they hadn't told us. But other than that, like, unless it was literally a national emergency, I'm done for the day and I can go do whatever I want. I can put my feet up and I don't feel guilty that I'm spending my time, just spending time with my family, spending time with, you know, reading and watching TV or whatever. And I feel like in this job, you almost feel like you're stealing time away from something at all at any given moment. And I think that is somewhat unique to entertainers, at least.
Yes. Yeah, I agree. Or like the entertainers, artistic careers.
Right. Those, create creatives. Yeah.
Creative. Mm-hmm. Yes. Mm-hmm. Where it's more than a job. It's kind of almost becomes part of who you are. And I think that can be really tough. So, all right. So I thought we could do like a fun little thing with this. Have you seen those memes where it's like what my mom thinks I do all day, what my neighbors think I do all day, and then at the end you have like what I actually do? So we're going to play a little game.
Right.
And I'm going to ask you those, because that's definitely something as I became an author. It's weird that this was a problem for me, but it was kind of a problem for me that I didn't feel like people understood what authoring was like. And so we're going to play a little game of like, I'm going to ask you like what this type of this character thinks what you're probably doing each day. And then at the end, we'll talk about what we're actually doing each day. So first, what do you think our readers think we're doing all day?
My readers probably think I'm sitting around inventing ways to stop my characters from kissing. I think they legit think that is 90% of my day.
I would say they think that stories flow off my fingertips in a steady stream of consciousness onto the computer in perfect words and sentences.
The dream.
Yeah. I wish.
I agree that I think sometimes that's how I feel readers think, or that I'm like outlining and know what I'm doing. I think they think I know what I'm doing.
Oh, and in reality, does. No.
It takes about 6 drafts for me to know what I'm doing. So, yeah.
And I think you guys are summing it all up for me. Like everyone just, I think readers think I know first that I know what I'm doing. And also they probably think that I write the story in order, and that doesn't always happen.
Interesting.
Because sometimes I don't know what's going to happen, but I think I figure out something that's going to happen in the future. I'm like, oh, if I write that, then I'll know that I have a direction, because as Sarah commiserates often, I don't know what I'm doing and I don't have an outline or,
Or direction.
He stumbles her way bestseller status.
Yeah. Okay, that was good. I'm excited to hear the rest of these now, because I enjoyed the reader one. Okay. What do your children think authors do all day, or you do all day as an author?
Sit at a computer all day, every day.
You're like, they're not wrong.
I know.
Well, both of my kids actually ended up going into creative fields, so they know exactly what I do all day. And it's pretend I know what I'm doing, really.
Yeah, that's a good,
Yeah, my kids are adults now, so they have some concept of my reality. But when they were younger, I think they thought that I sat at home and balanced reading, writing, baking, and watching Hallmark movies. That was what they
believed. Sounds like a good life.
It was. I could live in their thought process. Man, put the feet
and
up.
Esther,
I'll take it.
She didn't mention taxes.
I think my kids don't know about taxes. I mean, they do. What their version of taxes is, my husband takes a bite of everything that they eat. So
pretty good way to teach the concept.
Yes. So I feel like for me, my kids, it's the same as Sean. It's that I sit at a computer all day long. So, and I Marco Polo people, which is not necessarily author related always, but whenever I get a Marco Polo, like, Marco Polo. That slowed down a little bit. That was more like, a year ago, Esther was a little bit more on Marco Polo, I think. But yeah. Okay. Next category, what do your neighbors and friends think you do all day?
Oh, that's a tough one. So I think a lot of them probably think I spend all my time on travel sites or talking to a travel agent all day planning trips, because especially the people I go to church with and my neighbors are like, oh, you're in town, is usually is the first comment when somebody sees me. And they know I write, that they're like, I'm just writing a lot. They know that that's all I'm doing is I'm just writing. So
I now picture you with the travel agent all day too, because you do travel a lot.
I don't even have a travel agent. We work on this.
We use our own travel agent.
This is true.
Oh my gosh. Well, after enough years of neighbors dropping by during the day, I started closing all of my curtains and blinds during the day, so no one knows when I'm home. So I suspect the neighborhood probably thinks I'm doing drug deals or something. It's always like, lights are out, windows are closed, but we know she's there. So yeah, they probably think I'm up to something shady.
That's so funny. I think mine probably think that, well, like with Sarah, they know I'm home. And since I'm home, they think I have plenty of free time. So what my time can be done on anything that I would like, and I'm available at all hours.
Yeah, I sometimes feel that. That's been a tough one. Because I think because our jobs are so flexible, which is a pro, which we'll get to in a minute, like that it feels like you're choosing to not do something for someone instead of like, no, I have work. Like my husband from 8 to 5, no one will question if he can't go do something. Right. Mm-hmm. But for me, it's like, I have to say that all the time. I've got a deadline. So that's not going to work for me. But really what they, I feel like, because I'm probably super sensitive, is they're hearing it's not important enough for me to
put
aside my writing and go do this with you. So that I would agree with Sean with like that our, that writing is something that can always maybe be put aside, when in reality, it's super hard to put it aside if you're in the middle and, or like you're not going to hit your deadlines. Because you know how often something comes up every day, every day there's something that you're invited to, or at least, I mean, I guess I'm maybe super popular. Not just it feels real. So,
well, and there's also all of the unexpected things that come.
They're not planned.
Someone will request something that you hadn't anticipated, and you have to drop what you're doing to do something else. So,
right.
Well, and people also don't. I don't think everyone always understands that if somebody, hey, can just a quick minute, can I bother you for a second? It may take you an hour to get back to where you were before. Yeah. So, like, what you're thinking is only going to take 5 minutes. It only took 5 minutes on your end. But you just cost me an hour of my workday because I have to now get back into the fictional world that I was in. And it's like, sometimes things are important, and yes, you're willing to make that sacrifice. But I think people are not authors and writers may not understand what they're really asking and have that concept.
Yeah. Yep. And it's a hard thing to understand unless you're doing it. You're in. I mean, it's some things that you've had to learn. I need to learn to just close all the blinds and pretend like I'm not here. I do. And turn off the phone and
become the neighborhood curmudgeon.
That's still a little bit hard. Like, I still have to be interrupted sometimes for medical emergencies.
Yes.
So, yeah. Okay. What does your husband think you do all day?
Ooh, that's tough too.
I'd say my husband knows because we talk about it at length.
Yeah, my husband knows too. He feels very sorry for me most of the time.
I think the husband probably has the best idea.
I think my husband thinks I'm always in meetings. Like if I'm not writing, I think he thinks I'm always in a meeting.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Which is probably true.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay, last one. What do you actually do all day? As an author, what's your typical day? For me, it's like I am dragging myself out of bed, getting kids to school, and then I don't usually manage to get dressed myself. I just go sit down in a chair and get my computer out, and I spend the time writing, doing social media stuff is all the time. It's like constant. I usually have specific deadlines that I'm working on. Like I need to do 20 pages today, and that might take me 6 hours. It might take me 2 hours. And in the meantime, I'm getting interrupted all the time by my own self. That's kind of what my life is like.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think, in a nutshell, navigating a bazillion interruptions while frantically trying to go through my to-do list.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I mean, I've actually over the years gotten onto a really good schedule. So like I'll get up and I immediately go get on the treadmill for an hour and write. And I know that sounds weird, but I write while I'm on the treadmill. And then I spend an hour on my exercise bike, which has a desk attached. And so then I write for another hour. So that's where I get like, I feel like once I have that initial creative part of my day, even though I normally still have more I need to get done, at least I know I have some words on the page.
You've accomplished. You
know, so that makes me feel better. And then after I shower and, eat lunch or breakfast or whatever meal it is, usually it's one combined because I just don't take the time for two. Then I work on those bazillion things that Sean was talking about and interruptions and try to spend the next few hours getting the rest of what I need to get done completed. So that's reality. And then of course texting these three ladies and say, hey, I don't want to write a kissing scene right now, so things like that.
That's right. Somebody, and some of that
so that goes in the pro list though, to just be
that's true,
just your author friends and
yes that.
Yeah. Unless it's about kissing scenes and Sarah's out. Oh my gosh, I feel like the best way to describe my day is plate spinning. you know, those acts where they would keep plates spinning on sticks. I feel like that's what it is. You're kind of always aware of all the plates, and some of them you can be dealing with and some of them you can't. And you're just trying to make sure not too many of them crash to the ground. That's kind of what it feels like. You're managing a lot of different things all day.
That is so true. So true. And you have to just pay attention to the most critical slowing down paint plate that's about to tip. So we kind of talked about some of the trickier parts of being an author and just what life is like, but what are the pros? Like, why do we love this? Why do we keep doing it? I think there's some practical reasons why this is an awesome career. And I think there's also some kind of magical reasons why we're very fortunate to be authors. So what are some of your pros? Like, why do you keep doing this for 20 years?
For me, it's truly the incredible friends, people that I've met through writing, people like each of you, and they just become your closest friends. And I think as I look to the future, you know, 10, 20, 30 years from now, that's probably what I'm going to miss the most too, when I'm no longer writing, is that.
We will still bug you.
Oh, good.
We'll find you wherever you are.
All right. Well, you're just supposed to have the next door room in the retirement center, yes, and then we're good.
Yes.
But, yes. So the people, for sure. And also, I think as far as the magical part of it, there really is just something incredible about holding a new book for the first time and knowing that you created something that wasn't there before. Obviously, you had help, you know, with editors and beta readers and graphic designers, but the kernel of that book was something that was created. It's a miracle every time.
Right. Yeah, agreed. I think for me, one of the practical type pros is I have a list of progressing physical disabilities and limitations that will only grow more significant as the years go by. But this is a job that I can still do even with them. And that's been a great thing. So much about having progressive illness and disability is constantly losing things that you could do before that were part of your life in the past. And this isn't one I've had to give up. So it's been a wonderful source of continuity and creation and feeling like it's something I can keep at even when other things start to be taken away. So that has been a wonderful positive to that. And I think on the more magical side of it, there's something really great about feeling like you've made a difference for people. You know, maybe you've brought them a moment's escape, or you've brought them characters that they can identify with and relate to, or maybe a chance to laugh or to enjoy seeing someone falling in love, whatever it might be. You've brought something to someone that's made a difference for them. And I love that feeling.
I agree. I think the flexibility and the people are probably the most important things to me. I mean, I love that I can get on a plane and actually be working. And then if I need to take a week off, I can just be like, and I just need to make it work in my schedule, and I can do that. But I agree that I think the most magical moments for me have been when somebody has reached out and said, you know, thank you so much. Whether my book was keeping them company during a difficult time, or it sparked something in them that they wanted to be better for themselves. You know, I've had all of those moments. I think all of us have. It's very magical to think that the time that we spent by ourselves, whether it's on a treadmill or in a room or in a parking lot, typing while we're waiting for a kid, you know, all of those sacrifices are worth it because somebody else was touched by our words.
Yeah. I totally agree. I think every once in a while I dream about getting paid per hour and leaving my job at 5 p.m. and just not thinking about it after that, really, and be totally present in my life, which we're sometimes not. But the flexibility does allow you to compensate that in other ways, like go on a week-long vacation. And, you know, you could even work a little bit while you're there if you need to. But, or you can just leave it behind and make it up some other way. I just love, so I grew up loving books, and it still is kind of miraculous to me that I write them and that I'm like a legit author that every once in a while somebody I don't know has heard of me and we meet and it's like, you're Esther Hatt, you know, like that's kind of cool, right?
Yeah.
Isn't it?
Yeah.
And to have my kids tell people that I'm an author and go talk at the schools as an author, like it's a pretty awesome career. I think we all are really fortunate in that way of like, it's kind of a dream that not everybody gets to do. And so mm-hmm. as much as I want to go work at Big O Tires, I probably won't ever do it. I'm going to stick with this. And Sean, if we go live at a retirement center together, you do know we will be writing books. Like there's no way we would actually all yeah. live there and not and make that stop. Like it's just yeah.
Sarah will just teach us all how to dictate them and we'll be great. Yep,
that's right.
Yeah. It would have to happen. So well, thanks everyone for joining us. We hope that gave you a little snippet into what our lives are like as authors. Good luck to those that are working towards that. It really is a cool career. And for our readers, I hope you enjoyed just seeing kind of what your authors are doing daily. And thanks again for being here on Between the Lines. We will see you next time.